A new experience for you. Your first Grand Slam as a reigning Grand Slam champion. Is it different? Exactly the same?
It feels great. I think, a little bit less pressure. I kind of feel like, I have one Grand Slam now, so no matter what happens, no one can take that away from me. And, I'm just out here trying to enjoy every match and every moment of it.
Was it easy or the clay was slippery? We watched the match. You think it's okay, this climate, or prefer sun for the next days?
I don't know. As long as I keep winning, it doesn't matter.
Many times there are surprises in the female tennis, let's say. But do you think it has also a logical thing? Because the level is quite... You are six of you that can be number one. Many times they say, oh, you never know, Ostapenko lost. What is your opinion about those critics?
I think that the level is very high right now. I think there's so many great players out there. And I think generally if you look in the past... Since the Grand Slams and everything started, I think the French Open is especially the one with a lot of surprises. It's the one where you have the most surprised Slam champions, in my opinion, and it's probably the hardest Slam to find a consistent winner, because I think we don't have a Rafa on our tour that, is the best all time on clay and that has the perfect game for the surface. And it's great for someone like me, because, I feel like I have a chance. And, you just have to be out there and keep grinding and keep trying.
Caroline, you've had some good runs here at Roland Garros in the past. Now you come in this year with a Grand Slam behind you. Your previous experiences at Roland Garros and the fact that you now know how to win a Grand Slam, does that give you added confidence going into the tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I think it definitely gives you confidence, but, this is a new tournament, a new day, and you just have to be out there and keep grinding, keep trying to be better every day. And I think that's really the main thing. You have a target on your back and everyone wants to find a way to beat you, but, you just have, I embrace the challenge and I love it.
Just to know, we know that you are a fan of Liverpool. Well, yeah, Real Madrid, blah, blah. But what would you tell to the goalie? Because it can happen to the best in the world, or... Yeah, it's difficult.
I mean, I think it's very difficult, for sure. For him, it's a very difficult situation. You never know if he gets another chance at a Champions League final, so I can imagine he isn't feeling very good right now. I think all you can do is just, give him a pat on the shoulder and try and cheer him up, because I'm sure he's feeling terrible himself right now. So I think all you can do is try and make him feel a little bit better.
When you win your first round in a Grand Slam, as you have done today, do you pay any attention to which of the players are in the draw and who isn't in the draw? Or at this early stage, you just concentrate on your game?
Honestly, I never look at the draw, so I don't really pay attention. I saw a couple of matches yesterday. I watched a few games of Ostapenko. I watched a few games of Vika's today. I watched a few games here and there, but I never pay attention who's on my side and who's not and who's in my quarter, because in the end of the day, anything can happen, and I think you just have to focus on yourself in every step.